Welcome to Stouts with My Spouse. I'm Carrie.
And I'm Patrick.
And this is Stouts with My Spouse. Let's get into it. Yo, 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 it's Friday night. I'm Carrie, and I'm here with my husband, Patrick.
I like that intro.
But there seems to be a delay in our recording system, so let's pause momentarily to make sure it actually caught up. Okay.
It catched up.
All right. So today marks our 5th wedding anniversary.
Woo-hoo!
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. I love you.
I think what we did last week was when we went on a date and then reviewed the brewery afterwards. I think that model really worked, so we did that today.
Yeah, we went to a new place that we've had on our,
to-do list
for a couple months now. Someone at my work mentioned it, and
it's the Sleepwalker in Lansing, and it's in Rio Town. And I loved it. They had pizza, which was really good, but they also had seltzer and cider, which, get this, why isn't this a thing? You can pick your own. They have tons of syrup, and you pick your seltzer, and then you pick your syrups, up to 4 flavors. I had a coconut blood orange seltzer, which those are 2 of my favorite flavors, and I loved it. And Patrick had a flight.
Flight with the first one that I picked was the first thing on the menu. It was the cotton candy. And then I got the Coca-Cola, It was like a sugar cane cola, I think is what
it was. That one was delicious.
It tasted
like a Coke. Yeah.
Like a really good crisp Coke.
Right.
And then I had the mint. It was something mint, but that one was like a really good finisher. But honestly, my favorite one was the blueberry.
I know. Patrick has been really into blueberry lately.
Yeah. Like
You have. It's been your choice.
And I don't really like eating blueberries straight off the bush or anything like that, but a good frozen blueberry tastes
straight
good.
Straight off the bush. We have 1 blueberry bush.
Yeah.
And we eat off of it. Not Patrick, obviously, but how many people really eat a blueberry straight off the bush?
People that have blueberry bushes?
How many people have blueberry bushes? I don't know.
A few people, at least.
I don't know.
So the cotton candy one was probably the one that I was the most excited to try.
But I don't vibe with cotton candy. Because I tried all of yours. And I would say my favorite was the cola taste.
The cola. And I think if I would have tried the cotton candy one first, I maybe would have been able to get the full flavor.
But you had mint before of it.
But I had tried all of them before I got to that one, thinking that that one might be the more like stronger flavored. But definitely, I think the strongest flavored one was a tie between the mint and the cola. But the blueberry one, it tasted exactly like a blueberry dum-dum, which is one of my favorite dum-dums. My second favorite dum-dum would be the cotton candy dum-dum. But
and I would say, like, it was all over approved. Like, the vibes in there, it had good music. It had, like, a lot of original looking.
I tried their
decor. Rio Town's cool.
Yeah, like, and we tried the they had wine, which I don't like wine, but you tried a little taste of that, and it was a really sweet wine, so maybe not.
You know what's kind of funny? This is a brewery we went to. We'll have to go back to try the beer. Because we didn't try any beer.
It's just cider. What they have there is cider and
I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, so what they have there is just cider and
which I honestly think is genius that
cider was really good. It was like a really dry cider. Almost like a white wine, but not because I still don't like even white wine. And then they had their seltzers, but they had like 40 different flavors of seltzers because they would hand mix them right.
Quick
edit correction. They definitely have beer. I don't know what Patrick was talking about. Now back to the podcast.
And what I liked too is they had an option, because I love hot dogs. It has an option for hot dogs on your pizza.
Which?
I love hot dogs. Speaking of hot dogs, yesterday we cooked some hot dogs. We didn't have any buns, so we ran to the grocery store, got buns and chips and drinks. Then we went to the park, and it was so much fun because it was a park out in, just, it's called Glenadrosha Park in Euralius Township.
Euralius.
And I was informed that they are on the map because of the oil they found there, and that technically it's a mailing address of Mason, but the township of Euralius Township, some people say Euralius, I think it's Euralius. I don't know.
You're saying the same word.
I feel like I'm disrespecting the township's culture. Okay, but so they're on the map, and it was in the middle of, like, the, like, fields, and the park was planned perfectly. There's a walking path, like, a great place, a pavilion, basketball courts, soccer fields.
They had a little digger machine. A sledding hill.
It was like the perfectly planned park. It was genius. Patrick knows I get really excited about city planning, and the signage was even good. They had a walkable story. Like, it was just every single, and even like the landscaping around the park was so beautiful and varied. Yeah,
it was well maintained. And if you're in Michigan, you know that the skeeters have been super bad lately.
They weren't as bad
out
there.
I only got bit.
But like, I'm just saying,
10 times out there versus like the bajillion.
That park is just a beautifully planned park.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Yeah, that was nice.
I plan on going out there to maybe run again.
It wasn't too much.
Well, like, yeah, it wasn't
trying. It was
trying
just a simple play place, but it had all the other stuff.
It had everything going for it, so yeah. It was just really smart. So shout out to that park. Shout out to that park. Was that a good Boston accent? What else? Fear the Deer. The Milwaukee Bucks are NBA champions.
Woo-hoo.
And my father could not be more excited. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited for him. I like grew up being a Bucks fan and like didn't know any other Bucks fan, and everyone always thinks, like, I think my dad got some hateration because he was a Bucks fan in the middle of Michigan, but he does not care. Well, hateration, Mary J. Blige, family. Wait, is that what it's called?
I don't know. That's the first time I've ever heard of hateration.
Mary J. Blige, who is a queen.
I don't know who that is.
Excuse me? Patrick doesn't know who Mary J. Blige is, but he listens to Mary J. Blige all the time. She sings that song, Real Love. I'm searching for a real love.
Oh, okay, yep.
Someone set my heart free. And, you know, I don't love that I sang that because I feel like it's disrespect.
I mean, you sound good.
It's Family Affair. I knew it wasn't Family Business. Hateration is a word that she uses in that.
So I specifically did not bet on any of those games because I didn't want to sway.
No bad mojo because Patrick's bets haven't been good. Like
every time that I have bet against the Bucks, they have won. And so I was afraid of losing money. So I just was like, I'm done.
Really? No, but here's the thing. Really, Patrick is responsible for the Bucks winning the NBA championship is what we're sharing.
Yeah, good for me.
All of Patrick's bad mojo he used against the Phoenix Suns.
And it wasn't like I would really ever bet against them. I just wouldn't bet for them to cover the spread.
Okay. Was there any other sports news?
So, in the NFL, they put out a memo yesterday, I believe it was.
I don't know about this. Tell me about it.
It's juicy. I thought about bringing it up to you earlier.
Oh, but you held it in?
But I held it in. Yep.
Good.
I can't remember if it was yesterday or the day before that it came out, but I feel like it really busted up yesterday and busted up today. peoples have been fired for this. So basically, the memo goes, and I'm deeply paraphrasing because I haven't read it because I don't read. And
he can read.
I don't read.
But he doesn't.
And so basically, they put out this memo that said, like, if anyone on the team that doesn't have the COVID vaccination gets COVID and causes the game to be, like, postponed or anything like that, they're not postponing games. You're forfeiting. And the team, so let's just say, I'm knocking on wood here, hardcore. Mm-hmm. Let's use the Lions and the Bears as an example,
well,
okay?
Let me
finish. So let's say we're going to make the Bears the bad guys because nobody likes the Bears. So the Bears, someone on their team that doesn't have the vaccination gets the Rona or something like that, and the game gets forfeited. Mm-hmm. Now the Bears owe the Lions. So if it's a Lions home game and the Bears screwed up, the Bears now have to pay the Lions, like, the money that they would have been owed, that they would have gotten from the revenue, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So
can the Lions use that on their salary cap?
No, it'd just be like their revenue, like, because
it would just be like,
because
okay,
you're literally missing,
like,
a home game.
It's like you're breaking even. Almost.
Yeah, it's like you're breaking even. It's kind of like an insurance fund, basically, that, hey, you guys screwed us, now you have to pay us for time, like, for money lost. And I saw that, I think it's the Vikings, they literally let a coach go because he's not getting vaccinated, and they're not willing to run that risk, basically, because they want to be able to hold team meetings normally.
And they
so
don't
they literally
wanna,
let
they
him
don't
go.
Want to wear face masks or anything.
Yeah, and I think another team, I think it was the Patriots I saw. I could be totally wrong on this. I literally just, it kind of flashed up on my phone. I haven't really been keeping tabs on this, but I know that it was a big deal on Twitter yesterday. That they, like, another coach for, I think it was the Patriots, is just taking a leave of absence for a year. Which is kind of cruddy that the NFL put this memo out just now, because they did have a clause that you could take, like, a certain amount of money and not play this year, just like last year. But I don't think, I think maybe
well, one. The NFL is a business that makes a ton of money, and they're allowed to do whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
And if people don't like it, then don't support the NFL.
And that's
how I feel. Like,
and
end
exactly,
of story, bottom line.
That's exactly what, like, basically people are, like, going, oh, it's 2017 all over again, people kneeling. It's like, no, this is literally a business, and they're doing what they need to do in order to
it's all about assessing the risk.
Yeah. Do you think the NFL really cares if, like,
if somebody doesn't believe in vaccines? No, they don't. They just don't want to lose any money, and that's what it's about. It's not about the vaccines. It's not about any sort of spins.
Editors, no, nobody really listens to our podcast, but this is obviously our opinion. I don't really know what the NFL really cares about, because I don't live there, breathe there, know anything about the inner workings of the NFL. There are other commentaries I have on the NFL that make it kind of an unsavory business, but we didn't get a chance to get into those things.
Those bubble players where it's like, hey, this person's, like, let's say that there's two people, they're the final cut, and it's like, hey, they both play special teams really well. All we need is somebody to play special teams. This guy's got the vaccine, this guy doesn't. Who do you think's going to get cut?
Well, the thing is, I'll say it again. I feel like the NFL makes a ton of money. It's all about assessing the risks, and they don't want to lose any money.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Like, and you know what? We're all employees to somebody, for the most part. Even if you run your own business, you're an employee to the public, basically. Like, your customers. So they made the determination of what they're going to do, and they're going to do what they're going to do. Like, I don't have an opinion on it.
Yeah.
Other than they, as a business, assess the liability and the risk associated with having to cancel games because of a case.
Yeah. And
so
I
they
totally
acted upon that.
Yeah.
So I
and
don't know.
There's another thing in sports news that I wanted you to see and get your reaction to it. I'll let you read this headline real quick. You can read it out loud.
Cleveland changing their name from Indians to Guardians after the 2021 season. Well, I think Guardians is kind of funny because they share the same last couple letters. Again, I feel like...
I didn't even make that connection.
Yeah, so I feel like they probably tried to change the last, like, the least amount of letters as possible. I think that's an interesting, strategy.
I think it's a unique name. Like,
the
I'm
Guardians
trying to think,
is kind of a cool name. Like,
although
the Guardians
I instantly,
of the Galaxy.
That's I think of Guardians of the Galaxy.
But I kind of like that because it's easy to remember because that's such an accessible movie in pop culture that, like, honestly.
Right now,
and probably for a long time, it's a part of the Marvel Universe that's not really going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that play also it makes it an easy I don't think it's that big of a like a shift in the brand name I
yeah.
think it's a smart move to change it to that way
and it's a unique name like there's no other like are there
yeah,
any
it's
other
not
teams
like
that...
some random jungle like cat or something like that I think it's kind of cool
yeah because I mean you look at like all the major sports how many like there's some teams that they want to use like the same thing like I remember someone saying for the Washington football team they should be called the Washington Warriors it's like no we've already got a basketball team that's called the Warriors like,
yeah.
you can't use the same thing come up with something different
okay we've talked too much about sports we're not sports reporters and I don't
well there's just two big things that happened and I know that you always ask me and I was like there's two things that happened
always...
I couldn't tell which one talk about more and I felt like the NFL one was a little bit more of a juicy conversation you're getting so many messages on Instagram or Facebook or whatever
okay
right now.
Well I thought I closed out of it but there's a million desktops so I guess just close the browsers
you're just a popular person
I am not
you are too
I did want to say a couple things
okay
one when Patrick never asked my dad to marry me, he literally told him, I'm going to ask Carrie to marry me. And my dad literally shook his hand and said, good luck.
Yeah.
And it was the halftime of a Notre Dame football game. And he was actually pretty annoyed that Patrick even interrupted him. So that's number one.
I waited till halftime.
So that's number one. And I respect you for that, for saying, I'm going to marry Carrie or I'm going to ask her to marry me. And my dad just saying good luck because honestly, my dad knows.
Oh, is that not plugged in all the way? That was our PC saying that the battery is low.
It's plugged in all the way now.
Okay. Oh my gosh, these noties.
Noties?
Who am I? Am I in Generation Z? Anyways, I'm like literally the most embarrassing frizzy haired woman. But anyways,
you're literally staring at yourself
I
in the mirror while you're talking right now.
I have to kind of stare at myself because how could you not if you looked like that? Okay, so that was one of the things I was going to say. One, girls who are told they're pretty their whole lives end up the most annoying people in the world. How do you know? I've been told I'm pretty my whole life, and I am so... No, I am so annoying. I annoy myself.
But you are
pretty.
It's
disgusting. Like, seriously, figure out a different compliment to tell girls. Because being pretty... Somebody telling me... If somebody compliments me on my looks, it literally means nothing to me. I'm like, literally strangers have been grabbing my hair ever since I was like three in the middle of the grocery store.
Is this why if I say, Carrie, you've got like something on your face, you won't
take
care of it?
I'm just like, don't comment on my looks. Just, you're weird. Don't comment on my looks.
You have a chocolate smudge
and
on your forehead.
And I could care less.
And you're like, I'm just gonna leave it there. You're gonna make
you
feel uncomfortable.
Well, you can't. No, you can't tell me what to do. And like, figure out something to tell little girls. Because I'm really, like, I'm no smoke show. And I'm really annoying. Because I've literally been told how pretty I am by strangers my whole life. So,
I think you're a smoke show.
So, yeah. You have one that gives you a inflated self-ego, which is stupid. But, like, now that I'm older, I'm like, if somebody compliments me on my looks, I'm like, this means absolutely nothing to me. Get away.
So what would you rather people compliment you on?
Just don't compliment me. I don't need your compliments.
But you...
Period.
I mean, I like compliments. I like people telling me I did a good job. What do you like people telling you?
I don't know. Something interesting.
A joke?
No.
You don't like jokes.
Patrick, what you I have to say is hardly any of a joke. So that's number one. So thank you for telling my dad you were going to marry me. And thank you, respect for my dad, for knowing that, like, he could never really sway who I was going to marry. Because I dated a lot of people, but I never introduced them to my parents because, like, what a waste of time. Like, I'll...
Who are they? Do I have to go beat them up?
No. I'll, like,
can I take them?
I don't...
Probably not.
Patrick, I have no idea how these people have aged. They could be... I don't know what type of physical fitness they're in. But anyways, like, I don't even have a conversation because what's the point? Like, I'm not wasting my time and my parents' time to introduce somebody who, like, I know isn't up to par. So, like, the fact that I even mentioned you, I think everybody, like, kind of knew that was what's what.
Because, yeah, like, around quite a bit.
Well, what a waste of time.
I wasn't a waste of
time. No, what a waste of time if I didn't know, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I just, like, you don't need to meet my family. Like, you disgust me. Do you think, like, for a second, you're worthy of meeting my parents?
I do remember the first time I met your mom. It was at when I was working at the Y. And my coworkers were asking me about you. And I was literally, like, in the middle of a sentence talking about you. And I went to go check in someone. And all of a sudden... like, literally the conversation was, have you met Carrie's parents? And I was like, no, I haven't. And I turned around to go check someone in, and I check in your mom. And she goes, hi, I'm Carrie's mom.
Yeah, that's
and,
right.
And, like, she recognized me because you, like, stalked me and showed pictures of me,
Patrick,
and everything to your mother.
Don't
and...
use that verbiage that I...
But it was just funny because
okay,
I turned around
wait.
And I'm like, well, now I met her mom.
Okay,
you
here's
didn't
the
stalk
thing. Let's
me.
Just
like,
stop all the way. We all have online presences, and if you have a presence online, you know that strangers are looking at it, period.
Period.
And
yeah.
I'm not a stranger. I was, like, your girlfriend at the time, so
yeah.
Cool it. Anyways.
I mean, we had pictures together.
I stalked
time, so
you online when you, like, literally were, like, in a relationship.
Just
with
let
me
have this ego boost, okay?
No, you just... We're deflecting and it's so annoying. So two
that was a
girls
long one.
Yeah, so girls who literally get told they're pretty all the time
so
end up to be
one.
No, that was two, because one was shout out to you for how you asked, you didn't ask my dad to marry me.
Two was
don't tell girls they're pretty, because they trust me, meet a girl who's been told she's pretty her whole life, and she probably is really annoying. Case in point, me. I'm pretty annoying. Three.
You're pretty and annoying.
Three. I've been weirdly reflecting on all of my financial purchases, and I'm like, why am I buying this?
What do you mean financial purchases? Like, just purchases?
Just anything in general. Like, why do I buy the clothes I buy? Why do I buy the food I buy? Like, why? And I don't know. And I'm, like, it's making me kind of spiral.
You buy clothes that look good on you. You don't buy clothes that don't look good on you.
That's
so
true.
So I feel like
no.
Clothes is a little bit different.
No. Like, even, like, I'm just like, well, what... Why am I... What is driving me to make this purchase? Anything, everything. Like,
probably because we just cleaned out both our closets.
No, closets. I'm not talking about clothes. I'm talking about, like, just all my choices. And I'm like, it makes me not want to spend money because I think everything... I just think there's a lot of opportunities to be more creative with, like, food, snacks, decor around your home. You can recycle and reuse a lot of stuff. you know, even though it might take some effort. And so I'm going to focus on that because I think...
Within reason, we're not
because,
ready.
No, I know, within reason, but at the same time, it's like, why would you make those purchases in the first place? Because we're also cleaning out for a garage sale, and I'm like, oh my gosh, there's so much decor stuff either, like, that we just don't use. There's so many things we don't use, and it's like, why do we own it?
We've been living in our house for, what, 3 years, and we still have stuff that maybe we had hung up in an apartment
before.
And it's like, we haven't hung this up. We don't
like
want to hang this up.
So why do we still hold on to it?
I mean, we liked it. We liked it in our apartment space, but we have no space for it here. So
I think that's why I've been like, ew, every time I want to buy something, I'm going to like think about it for 50 days and then decide not to buy it.
like, could we buy a hammock?
So
you have strong feelings about hammocks.
I do, but we don't need to get into it because this has been a heated enough discussion.
Oh boy. Another juicy one for next week.
Gosh. So we need to walk the dogs and then we can go to bed. But I would say the Sleepwalker is 100% approved. I loved it. We're going back. Yeah. I would take my friends there. Like, it would be if somebody was coming to visit, I would definitely take them there.
It's got literally anything for everyone. Because at least all your friends. I'm trying to think. I've got a ton of friends that they like wine. Like, because I feel like you're not going to find somebody that doesn't. Like, let's be honest. Everyone likes a seltzer. They just might be not be
man
enough to
say it.
It
might not be
it.
Their first choice.
Oh,
but
no.
Everyone will drink it.
Definitely never will be my first choice to go and be like, if that place had a beer.
I just want to confirm online that Sleepwalker does have beer, and I'm not sure what Patrick is talking about. Maybe he didn't flip the menu over.
Then I'd probably be like, oh, I want the beer. But I also know I like seltzers, probably. I just need to try them. And there are seltzers I don't like.
You liked the stuff you tried.
I liked all the stuff I'd sit my elbow. I liked all the stuff I tried.
Can I just say, I want to still confirm that Patrick is a walking disaster with no idea where his faculties are going to run into. He's constantly stubbing his toe and hitting his funny bones. And I literally make him say the word hospital if it's serious.
My fingers are tingling.
He's constantly hurting himself. And I say, is it hospital? And he's like, no.
There's only been like one time where I was like, maybe.
Yeah.
Because I literally dislocated my thumb.
Gosh, all right.
But it popped back in.
This is the part of
We got to say our thankfuls.
Yeah, this is the part of the podcast where we say what we're grateful for one another because it's so important to voice gratitude. So you can think it, but it's important to say it. Patrick, I am grateful for you because a lot of things.
Do I need to go?
Well, I'm grateful you took out the trash today.
I did, but I didn't take trash out of the kitchen.
Oh, that's fine. It really needed to happen. And I'm grateful you were up to try someplace new today. That was fun.
I am grateful for not exactly 5 years ago because it was before that. But I guess 5 years ago you said I do to me. But I am thankful that when I asked you to marry me after I asked your dad and I was super nervous.
You did not ask my dad. You said, I'm going to ask Carrie to marry me tomorrow. That's not asking.
Is that okay with you? That's what I said.
You
so
said,
I was like,
no, you said that? That my dad never said that part of the story.
Your dad was so enthralled with the football game that he would have told me any answer to get me out of there the fastest way possible. So strategic thinking there. So I'm just grateful that you said that you'd marry me back then, and we've not been married ever since, because obviously we had to plan the
wedding. We got married on this day 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I love you. Goodbye.
I love you. Goodbye.
Hey
everybody. We post new episodes of our podcast, Stouts with My Spouse, every Saturday morning. Available on Apple Podcasts, CastBox, and Spotify. Follow Stouts with My Spouse on Instagram and like our Facebook page. Cheers. Thanks for listening.
Until next week.